All right, folks, welcome to ninoscorner.tv. This is an update for YouTube, an important update. Big things happening with Iran. Lots of big things happening with Iran. I'm going to be talking to Scott Bennett about this, an Army psychological warfare expert. We're going to talk about what we can here, and then when we go deep, we're going to ninoscorner.tv. I believe an event is coming, attack on American soil. Allegedly, they've already struck a battleship, but Scott, you're going to help put that in more perspective for us, because that could be false news. We don't know what's going on, but we did hit a consulate where we took out some high-level military personnel. So things are coming to America, folks. It's no question. It's not if, it's just when. So you've got to be prepared. And one way you can be prepared is by Noble Gold. Has investing got you stressed, too complicated? Don't leave your money in the bank losing value. Get it working. Invest in precious metals with Noble Gold Investments. It's simple, real, and always there for you, folks. Real through history's toughest times. And Noble Gold Investments, American experts, make it easy. Make it real easy for you. If you're in after an IRA, and if you qualify, you'll get a free quarter ounce gold standard coin. Keep it simple. You can't go wrong with precious metals. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com today. Noble Gold Investments. Hit the link below. Get started. We're going into a big, big storm. Scott, thank you for joining me. You're always my go-to guy when it comes to foreign affairs and things like that. You were boots on the ground in Ukraine. You've been into Russia. You know exactly the battlefield abroad. So thank you for joining me once again, Scott.
You know, it's good. It's good to be with you. And this is certainly something that we should understand very, very quickly, so that we don't get sucked into any false flags or operations that are designed to really crack down on the United States and our people here.
Iran's state TV says several Iranian diplomats were killed in an Israeli strike on Iranian consulate building in Damascus. So this is all over the Iran state TV says here. You know, I've been watching this, and I know it's just a matter of time. You know, Juan's come on the show and said that we're going into an event. He's very sincere in saying that. He believes that full-heartedly, that we're going into an event before November, if you know what I'm talking about. Pro-Iranian sources are now claiming that the building in the Syrian capital of Damascus, which was struck by an Israeli airstrike, contained one of the top commanders of the IRGC's Quds Force, Brigadier General Mohammad Reza Zahidi, is that how you say it, Scott? As well as several other high-ranking members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps who were there for meetings with Iranian-backed groups in Syria and Lebanon. So what do you think is going to happen here, Scott? I mean, it looks like we're in it.
Well, what has happened, for those who haven't followed it, is a Israeli F-35 fighter plane fired five missiles at the Iranian consulate in Syria. This is where the ambassador lives, and it's right next door to the embassy. So they purposely targeted the consulate where the ambassador is supposed to have been. So it was an act of essentially. And destroyed the entire building and killed, I think it was seven people in there, a few military people, a couple generals, and some diplomats and stuff. So this was Israel's premeditated strike. It has been defined that way by Russia. Russia's top diplomats and intel people are coming out saying, you know, this is a strike on Syria and Iran. It is really a declaration of war, because remember, embassies and consulates are the soil of the foreign country that plants them. So when you don't have any jurisdiction on these areas of ground, it belongs to the country that owns them. So that by attacking this, it was an act of war by Israel against Iran. Now, Israel has wanted to do this for a while. Israel and Netanyahu want the United States to be dragged into a conflict. The American people don't, and the American people won't be dragged into this conflict. But Netanyahu has lost his mind, and they are pushing and trying to position a trigger effect. So that's the kinetic reality. Now, if we shift to how Iran is going to react, That's the real tricky situation. Now, I can say with absolute authority because I've been to Iran twice. I've been all over the country. I've lectured at universities. I've been over there with teams at conferences, and I know them temperamentally. I know them their mind, and I know how they decide and how they do things. And I can say with absolute authority, and I'd bet anything on this, that Iran is not going to strike a civilian target. It's not going to strike a supermarket or a synagogue or a church or anything like that. Nor is it going to attack an American Texas roadhouse or a Montana horse farm or a New York City club or anything like that. Iran doesn't do that. It won't do that.
But
Like Russia. Russia
Scott,
won't do
we
that.
know who would, who, oh, you're saying Russia would do that.
No. No country, Russia and Iran, would not resort to
Right,
bombing.
but without saying it, I think I know where you're going
Yeah,
here.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
A three
So
letter, those
it's being,
agency, agencies would do
yes.
so.
So that's what they're setting up.
What about this right here that I just pulled up, Scott? Is there any truth to this? It is reported. Now, I don't know this account. I don't know if this is true. I shared it probably prematurely, but it's reported that an American Navy intelligence vessel, USS Liberty, has just been hit with a barrage of Iranian missiles off the coast of the Bahrain in the Persian Gulf. Over 30 American sailors are feared dead. Have you gotten any
Well,
confirmation?
I haven't seen any confirmation of that in any of the news channels so far, but what caught my eye when I saw that was the USS Liberty was the name of the ship that was attacked in 1967 and nearly sunk. And it was, I thought it was so torn up and shredded and turned into Swiss cheese that it was decommissioned. So when I saw that, I thought, is this a Babylon Bee fake news story, a mocking, joke of some proportion? I don't know. I don't think the USS Liberty exists. It was the same ship, naval reconnaissance ship that was attacked by Israel in 1967 and strafed, and it was all covered up by the Johnson administration, and it was an act of war. Israel destroyed the ship trying to pull America into the Egyptian Israeli 6-day war. Now, maybe that story is a tongue-in-cheek suggestion of what Israel is trying to do again. It's blowing up embassies and consulates with the agenda of dragging America into its Middle Eastern conflict. But
But
it
regardless, we can say that, at least on this channel, that we are headed into an event rising. It's just a matter of time before, how this plays out, which we both know who's going to be responsible for it without saying it on here.
Yeah,
We know
yeah.
who will be re not the ones that they're going to blame,
Yeah.
but it's going to happen on our soil. It's going to propel us into war. It's coming probably before November, correct, Scott?
Oh, I think so. I think it's being planned that way, and I've said this for a long time. There is not going to be a November
Cycle.
election. Yeah, there's I'm trying to be cautious with my Mickey Mouse ears 'cause we're on YouTube. There's not going to be an election, I don't believe, and it's going to be camouflaged or smokescreen with an event or series of the events. And I think this is the kickoff, because it's very easy for them now to have their mainstream media cheerleaders screaming and flagellating themselves with a whipping euphoria of now, America is about to go to war with Iran. And
And then,
why?
and but how many protests have we seen that are pro-Iran on the streets already? This isn't. This can ignite and fuel a lot of civil unrest in America. I mean, this is going to cause a huge upheaval.
Well, you again, you see the different countries and the different temperaments and the different cultures are very important to understand. In Iran is far different than Iraq, and there's differences between the Iraqis and the Iranians and the Jordanians and the Syrians. Very important differences. Syria, for example, is a secular culture. They do not allow religious extremism or religious overbearingness or any kind of a religious dogmatic suppression or anything like that. Syria prides itself on its independence from religion. It allows everything: Christians, Jews, Alawites, Sunnis, Shia. That's what Syrians pride themselves on, is their ecumenicalism, which is a very good thing. So they're not a oppressive culture. We have tried to overthrow them using Wahhabist mercenaries brought up on Captagon, the same type of drug that they filled those Tajikistan mercenaries. The four guys are now, it's up to 10 they've caught, who shot up the Crocus Theater. But that's Captagon, that's the Wahhabists, that's the Tajiks. It's not Syria and it's not Iran. So they are going to be inflating the narrative and trying to make these countries seem like fanatics that are gonna attack. Again, this is all by that little country that has been causing all sorts of
Yeah.
Earth's
So
activities in that region.
let's go back to ninoscorner.tv. I don't want to risk anything here on this channel. Let's go there and dig deep into this and talk about who really is responsible for this, who it's going to be, how it's going to play out, and why it's going to happen. And it's going to happen before November. So let's get into that, folks. Go to ninoscorner.tv. I gave you what I could here. I walked a real fine line. Scott, thank you for joining me. I'll send you another link and let's get started.
Oh.